World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I feel like I'm running in place. To be honest with you, I feel like I'm running in place. I just got so many daggone things going on. And then just realized Spencer corrected me. This is show 2,700. This is the 2,700th show of Coach Dave Live. Now, think about that. It's 52 weeks in a year. 52 weeks in a year. So Spencer did a little bit of math for me. And that math was what, Spencer? The calculator's up on the screen. So show 2,700, 5 days a week, 540, 10, that's 10.38 years. I've been here a while. And all of you upstarts out there, people want to get a show going, and God bless you, go for it. I've been a lot of effort, man. Put a lot of time and effort in there. I got banned off YouTube. Spencer, I don't even know. Can you go to YouTube and see if there's any Coach Dave Live shows left up in there? I don't even know if there are anymore. They banned me. Well, a long time ago, they banned me. I don't know why, other than they didn't like the stuff that I was talking. You will not find Coach Dave Live. You won't find me on YouTube. People ask me all the time, Coach, why aren't you on YouTube? Well, they banned me. That's the main reason. There's a few of them here. Spiritual aids. And that one. It's amazing, isn't it? They banned me. Banned me. That's an honor of some kind, isn't it? I'm looking at 13 years ago, anti-gay coach. Hey, look, folks, I'm not anti-gay. Huh? I'm pro-holiness. I'm pro-righteousness. I'm not anti-gay. I'm pro-heterosexual. Yeah, you understand how they do it? The salt is strong. Coach Dave interview, that's what, 9 years ago. They like to put these freaky things up there. Go there for 2018. Conservative clown, Obama is gay. Oh, these are making fun of me. Now I get it now. All right. Anyway, 2,700. Welcome to 2,700. Thanks for all of you being out there. At least I've shown some stick-to-itiveness, would you? You'd have to agree with that, wouldn't you? So if I'd had my math right up, we'd all be doing we'd have cake and ice cream here this morning, but we don't have that. Man, look, I want you to know, it's kind of an open phone, although it's not really open phone Friday, because it's not Friday, or is it? I mean, I'm lost what day it is, to be honest with you. Getting ready for the big thing this weekend, man, and just let me cover a couple things here. So a lot of you don't care, but a lot of you do care. A lot of you are coming, and we want you to come. Spence, I'm trying to get my folks. I'm telling you, man, I'm kind of discombobulated here this morning. Bear with me here. Stuff. That word stuff. I send you stuff. There. Click on that. All right, there we go. There's what we want. There's what I want. Okay, look, folks. This is going to sound mean, but it's not supposed to be mean. I get a text every 20 seconds. I get an email every 5 seconds. Here's where you want, if you don't, here's where you stay. Spencer, Best Western. Click on that. Best Western. They'll give you there. You got to call and you got to read, but you mentioned Coach Dave Live, Pass the Salt, and they'll give you a deal. There it is. You got to do your own reservations. Now look, you want to come and pitch a tent? Come and pitch a tent. You want to come and sleep in a camper? Come and sleep in a camper. Some of you, no power. I got a couple power links, but bring your camper and camp in it. Bring your tent, camp in it. Bring a cot, and we'll find you some place to sleep. But I got to tell you this: I can't find a place for all of you to sleep. we're approaching probably I mean, the area of 100, maybe more than 100 people going to join us this weekend. We would love for you to come. And we're doing it for you free. Well, you got to register. You got to buy a meal ticket. Why do you have to buy a meal ticket? Because we're not going to feed you for free. And make sure you have a little bit of skin in the game. Because otherwise, people will call and say, hey, we're coming, and then don't come. We prepare a meal for them. They don't come. So skin in the game. If you are coming, you need to go online and register. Spencer, show them how to do that. Could you do that? Go to Coach Dave Live. Fritz is going to be on with us tomorrow, by the way. Fritz Zimmerman will be on with us tomorrow. And look, there you go. Click. Join the huddle. Huh? Pass the salt. Register now. Here's how you do it. If you're coming, would you please register? I can't even sleep at night trying to figure out. Look, some of it's going to be rough. We're going to have porta potties. Right? We don't have showers. If you're camping, we'll figure out some way. If you need a shower, we'll figure out some way to dump you in Buckeye Lake and get you cleaned up or whatever. But if you say, Coach, when did I stay? Well, the event begins Friday night, all day Saturday, and you can leave Saturday night if you want to. So you're talking one night in a hotel if you just stay Friday and go home, whatever. But look, you got to arrange that, okay? Bring a cot. I'll throw you on the floor someplace. Bring a tent. We'll let you pop a tent, okay? But limited places to sleep. I don't own a hotel. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just been, my phone just been explosive. So Best Western, Cherry Valley, click on Cherry Valley. Thank God for Liberty Mel that she set up Cherry Valley for us, which is about 15 or 20 miles away from where we are. It's beautiful, but it is expensive. Now, Mel had a deal for us. She was able to work a deal for us there. That deal's gone. That deal is no longer there. And this place is 100 and, I don't know, 100 and, how much is it, Spencer? 100 and something, 176. It's really nice.
79.
Really nice.
179.
Thank you. 179 a night. It's a lot. I understand it, right? And so they gave us some deals, but then they cut it off. Said, okay, that's enough. No more. You got to pay the regular price. Okay. That's why I'm trying to bounce some of you to the Best Western. It's just down the road. It's 5 miles down the road. It's nice. It's got a pool. Not that you're going to swim, but it's, they're giving us a rate of 100 and I don't know. Anyway, somebody said, get on with it, Coach. I don't care about that. Get on with it. Okay. Looking forward to it. Lord, where do I go here? Pull up number three. No, hang on, Spencer. I just got this song. I want you to play this. Number one. Just hang on. Hey, folks, is anybody out there going and seen the new movie? What's the name of the new movie? The new. Come on, somebody help me.
Vigilante Citizen.
Nope. Young Washington.
Me and the wife went yesterday. It's pretty good.
That's what I hear. It's very, very good.
Folks, very good. Kind of emotional for my first father.
It's important that we support movies like this, by the way. Important we support movies. Wholesome movies. Historically accurate movies.
I did go to Disclosure Day, too, and that was a bunch of bunk.
Okay. I don't even know what that. I hate to give any of them money, those movies. Because when they give us those crappy movies and we go see them, and then they make more crappy movies. But this one's a good one from what I understand. So, I got some. I'm kind of all over the place, but I'm not all over. So bear with me, okay? Bring up, this is a pretty good song, Sound Devotion, Through the Eyes of the King. You do understand, don't you, that the American way of life is under assault. If you've been here for 2,700 shows, you understand that. You do understand, don't you, that there are forces of evil, strong, not accidental forces of evil. What was the song? You got to serve somebody. Folks, you got to serve somebody. You're either serving the devil and yourself, same thing. Self and devil, it's the same thing. Or you serve the Lord. There's no demilitarized zone. There's no people go to people when people go vote, they're voting for one lifestyle or the other. They're voting for the devil, abortion, transgenderism, licentiousness. By the way, Spencer, good word to look up. Licentiousness. This is pretty much what we would call the go to Webster, I'll help you. That's pretty much what the left is, licentiousness. L-I-C-E-N. Yeah, there was licentiousness, excessive indulgence of liberty. Licentiousness is the god of fools, and that's really the battle. That's the battle we all fight every day. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is isn't there licentiousness. And if you just look around at the culture, what they call the cultural war, and understand that really and truly, God-fearing Americans are still the majority. But it's confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. So they get God-fearing Americans to vote for, dare I say it, a woman's right, whatever that means. They get God-fearing Americans to vote for, whatever, pick whatever. And these people, because they don't watch Coach Dave live every day, they don't understand the difference between right and wrong. They don't understand the difference between liberty and licentiousness. They don't understand that literally abortion is murder. They don't understand that because it's cloaked behind what? Licentiousness, woman's right to choose. The spirit of the Lord is liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord isn't, there's licentiousness. That's kind of what I really want to show you today, because we're at a real crossroads here. We're at a real, real crossroads. And I don't know, and you don't know, what's going on with... I'm just telling you the truth. I don't know if Trump's a good guy. I don't know if he's a bad guy, but I do know this. The heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. And we look across America, I promise you, Bible says that God raises up leaders and he sets them down. No one becomes a leader politically without the blessing of God. Sometimes it's for judgment. Sometimes it's for righteousness. But we would all have to agree, would we not, as you sit here, does America today deserve judgment? Somebody out there, give me a reason why America should be under judgment. I'm going to listen. Hey, sorry, help me out. We don't have very many. Vinny, I will never, as long as I live, call them African Americans, because I don't go around calling me a European American. I do call myself a Melungeon. But the whole idea of African Americans still is to divide us. As far as I know, my brother Vinny is my brother in Christ. I don't care what color he is. And we buy into it. They've trained us to call him African-Americans, as if being an African-American makes you some type of a different kind of creature or something. What does that even mean? What's the difference between an African-American, an Italian-American, an European-American? Why? And see, we identify all white people as white and all black people as African-Americans. It's all, folks, propaganda. I'm going to get into that here a little bit. It's all propaganda. And propaganda is one thing, but propaganda becomes effective when the masses begin to speak the propaganda. When we begin to use the words and the terms of the propagandists, boy, are you anybody out there other than me? Can you believe how much anti-Semitism is out there? How many people are now using that word and they don't even know what a Semite is? By the way, Spencer, quickly, before I get into this, I'm sorry, I'm on it. I got to say it. Go to Webster's and what is a Semite? What is a Semite? Come on. What's a Semitarian? Maybe go to somebody other than Webster. What's a Semite? Because I'm supposedly an anti-Semite. If I talk about it, I'm a Semite. A Semite is what? A member of any various ancient and modern peoples originating in southwestern Asia, including Akkadians, Canaanites, Phoenicians, Hebrews, and Arabs. And then number two, look at this. Number two, they put Jew. Folks, a Jew ain't a Semite, or he is one of many, one of many. A member of any of the peoples descended from Shem, the eldest son of Noah, which we just talked about, the Asians, the Akkadians, the Canaanites, the Phoenicians. But what? They give us the word anti-Semite for one specific group of people, the Jew. And the Jews aren't the only Semites. You get it? Do you understand? Language. Language matters. Language matters. And we don't... So every day when I come in here, I run the risk of I hate to say this, people in the huddle using the same language that they've programmed us all with. Semite, African-American. Anybody know any other made-up terms like that? Any other groups that they love to put people in? See, they got to put you in groups, because if they can get you in a group, then you got to fight against the other group. And have those African-Americans against the... When's the last time you heard of a battle between an African-American and a Spanish-American? Don't we do call them Spanish-American? Aren't they Spanish? What? Then we have black churches and white churches, and Presbyterian churches, Lutheran churches, and, right? Divide and conquer. The oldest trick in the book, divide and conquer. I'm going to tell you this. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care what... Do you know Christ? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because religion is nothing more than just rules and regulations that the whatever religion you're following teaches you. By the way, we have a government religion, and it's called what? Huh? What is it? It's humanism. We have a government religion where they're trying to teach you tolerance, diversity, that's our greatest strength, folks. That's a religious belief. Spencer, look up religion. Look up religion. Am I doing okay? I don't care if I'm doing it. This is for me. Because, folks, we speak the same damn language as those guys. We use their words. Religion. Its most comprehensive sense includes a belief in the being and perfections of God, in the revelation of his will to man, a man's obligation to obey his commands, instead of reward and punishment, and man's accountability to God. So people would say, well, Coach Dave, you sure are religious. What does that even mean? I'm religious. Dude, you're religious. You dress up in scarlet and gray to go Ohio State football games, dance around, wave flags. You're religious. You're religious. You're religious. Again, folks, we lose because we use their words. And I see on Facebook people accusing Christians. I see on Facebook Christians accusing other Christians of being anti-Semitic if they even mention Jews. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you're doing that, you've been programmed, baby. You have been programmed. Anti-Semitic. What is Semitic again, Spencer? Go back there. Come on, folks. Come on, think. Words have meaning. What's Semitic mean, Spencer? Because if I'm anti-Semitic, I hate, let's see, Asians, Akkadians, Canaanites, Phoenicians, Hebrews, and Arabs. I hate all of them if I'm anti-Semitic. No, they made anti-Semitic a special classification regarding the Jews. Come on, tell me you see this. Tell me you understand this. And so if I'm a guy who doesn't think they ought to be able to murder babies, I'm anti-woman. I'm anti-woman. I'm anti-choice. Yeah, come on. Tell me you get it. Tell me you get it. And let me tell you this. You use the same words. You and I use the same words that they've created. Change the words. You change the world. Hey, is it a sin to notice that when I turn on the NBA, is it a sin? To notice, I've said it again. When I turn on the National Basketball Association, I see black bodies. Is that a sin to notice that? Would there be something wrong with me if I didn't notice it? Hey, Spencer, just real quickly. How many Let's try it this way. How many NBA players are black? Seventy-eight percent of people playing basketball as a profession are black. Now, if I point that out, am I racist? Am I racist to point that out? So that means what? Hey, Spence, quickly. What percentage of America are black males? What percentage of America are black males? Seven percent of Americans are black males, and they're 75% of the population. Now, if I point that out, am I racist? Can I look at somebody and not notice their skin color? Is that possible to do that? And noticing their skin color, does that make us racist? Folks, I'm trying to help you to understand how much we've been programmed, okay? Now, you go to the media. If you were to, I don't know if you could Google me. I've seen them before. You go Google me, and what do they call me? A radical Christian, far right Christian. What the hell is that? What the hell does that mean? What is a far right Christian? Is there a far left Christian? I'm just curious. And wait a minute, huh? Oh, what? America's, oh, there's all kinds of stuff about me out there, right? Yeah, resurgent conservative Christian activist. I'm a conservative Christian activist. What? So what? Are you a conservative Christian pacifist? What? Folks, these words mean things. And we use their terms. The allegations? What are the allegations? Oh, an American Civil Liberties. Oh, there's a good group, huh? They filed a high-profile lawsuit against the school district because Dobbenmeyer crossed the line between church and state. And you know what? All of freaking America thinks I crossed that line, and there ain't no line. Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You get it? And so they labeled me that, and then look, later denials. In 2014, he attempted a comeback to public school coaching. Folks, they banned me from public education because of my Christian beliefs. You understand this, don't you? You understand this? And anytime you would Google me, you'd find this. You found Pastor Salt Ministries host online program, Coach Dave Live, high-profile protests. Yeah, I go on stand up, halftime pro. Yeah, I did a lot of stuff like that, right? What did they call Jesse Jackson? Wasn't he an activist? Why, he was a good activist. Why? Well, because he was for racial equality. Well, I'm for Christian equality. Jesse's a good guy, I'm a bad guy. Somebody tell me you're picking it up. You understand exactly the battle we're fighting against. And sadly, they put the label on us, and then we obey the label. Vinny, it's a boom. They tell us what we are, and then we spend the rest of our time saying, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Dave, you're a racist. No, I'm not. Dave, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm not. Dave, you're a bigot. No, I'm not. I spend the rest of my life trying to defend what I'm not from false allegations, which make it into the press. Come on, tell me you're getting it, right? You're getting it. And as a result, Satan has made Christianity freakish. If you're a believer in Christ and you don't want to murder babies and you think men should marry women and women should marry men, and if you think you shouldn't lie or steal or covet, and you think the government shouldn't lie to us, you understand you're a far right-wing activist. They've labeled that on folks. We use their terms. You get that? We use their terms. They have controlled the language. Well, I'm having a purging going on right now. I'm so sick of them using their language. I'm so sick. If I hear one more person accuse me of being anti-Semitic, I'm going to slap my wife. Well, pull that back up again, Spencer. What are Semites? Pull Semites back up there for me again. Yeah, I hate Asians. I hate Akkadians. I hate Canaanites. I hate Phoenicians. And I hate Hebrews. And I hate Arabs if I'm anti-Semitic. We don't even understand the language. Change the words, change the world. Look at this. Don't, folks, Don't you understand this? Are you looking at this right now on the screen? It tells you that the number one, always when you do a dictionary search like this, number one is always the most common use. Spencer, hang on a second. So a Semite is a member of any of a various ancient and modern peoples originating in Asia, Akkadians, Canaanites, Phoenicians, Hebrews, and Arabs. If you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-Asians, Akkadians, Canaanites, Phoenicians, Hebrews, and Arabs. But I find it unbelievable that they have another classification. Number two, a Semite is a Jew. But the Jew isn't in the first line. Folks, it's not part of the first line. And I get those accusations thrown to me from other friggin' Christians. That if I mention anything about the Jews, I'm anti-Semitic. I could live with it if they called me anti-Jew. That would at least make sense, which, of course, I'm not. Just like I would say, hey, Vinny, because Vinny's the only black guy I know we got in here. Vinny, I hate to keep picking on you. If I say, man, I hate LeBron James. Yeah, I hate Magic Johnson. Am I racist? Am I now anti-black? No. Why do we let them do this to us? Folks, we use their language. I wrote somewhere a long time ago, change the words and you change the world. Right wing, left wing, conservative, liberal. Huh? Come on. We get so involved with these languages, we don't even get it. We don't even know how to describe ourselves. We have Christians who are for gay marriage. Christians! How can that possibly be? How can that possibly be? We have Christians who are for transgender surgeries. Change the words, change the world. You may not be enjoying this. I'm purging today, okay? I'm so sick of it. You wouldn't believe the number of times a day they call me anti-Semite. They don't even know what the hell a word means. Dummies. Next time somebody calls me, I'll just call them back and say, you freaking idiot. I don't hate Africa. What were the choices again, Vin? Go back there. Next time somebody calls you anti-Semitic, just say, oh, no, I love Phoenicians. I love Arabs. I love Canaanites. Change the words, change. Oh, yeah. Am I doing okay? Huh? I'm doing okay. Okay, I'm going to play this because I threatened to play this. This is pretty cool. Let me stop a second. Had a pretty good patriotic weekend here at the Dobbin Meyer house. You know, we have 10 Gigi, is that right? 10 grannies. We have 10 grannies. Gigi got them all a patriotic t-shirt. Of course, they didn't all fit. You know how that goes. Took them to 4th of July parade. Took them to the fireworks. Talked to them about what it means to be an American. You know what's sad? Not everybody's telling their child what it means to be an American. They were not all telling the same story. In fact, they want to tell us that America isn't Christian. No. There was a separation between the church and state. The founders had a separation between the church and state. That's why it's important to go see the movie. What's the name of the movie? The George Washington movie? What's the name of it?
Young Washington.
Young Washington. Because if I didn't see it yet, but from what I understand, George Washington was basically a deist, wasn't he? He wasn't a Christian. George Washington was a deist. Spencer, for the slow kid sitting in the back, look up deist. Look up deist. D-E-I. Deist. A person who believes in deism. Don't you hate it when they do that? What's deism then? A deist, one who believes in the existence of God, but denies revealed religion, but follows the light of nature and sees reason as his only God in doctrine and practice, a free thinker. George Washington was not anti-Christian. He was just a deist. He believed there was a God. And he believed it's probably okay to make America Christian because it's good rules and regulations in there. People follow that, it'd be good. He personally, George Washington personally, probably wasn't what we would call today saved. Be interesting to see, won't it be? To get into heaven, see if George Washington made it. Interesting. Deist. A deist. And George Washington, I haven't seen the video, but those of you who have seen, from what I understand, it's very realistic, very healthy. He was not a Bible thumper. But he had at the heart of the founding of America, Christ. Religion. Folks, you got to serve somebody. You all got some religion. For a lot of you, it's you, humanism. Maybe not you guys, but a lot of the people you come in contact with, your religion's humanism. You want to glorify you. By the way, satellite TV teaches humanism mixed with a little bit of Jesus. Jesus also wants you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Jesus died on the cross so you can be happy. It's a form of humanism. It's a form of humanism, Christianity. Jesus said, lay down your life. Lay down your life. I'm all over the place this morning. I got more. I'll let James in there. He's been waiting a while. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, good morning. I think what you're kind of saying is it's the power of the tongue amplified.
as a man believeth in his heart, right? As a man, that's right.
So this is a part of the indoctrination. I think it was Goebbels said, if we repeat a lie enough, they will turn around and they will believe it. So this is what media does. And they tell you what they're going to do. You know, this is why it's called television or programming. And right. So this is kind of why we're at the crossroads we're in as far as Christ followers, because you don't, you know, 46,000 denominations, I see some of your stuff on Facebook and some of the replies that you get, you know, what's one of those denominations are replying to? It's not all Christians, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I can go back about 30 years when I was having this discussion. This is before I was at Heath High School, before the lawsuit and all that stuff. We were talking about in the teacher's lounge. Don't ever go in the teacher's lounge. Anyway, in the teacher's lounge, talking about somebody was griping about a prayer before school. Somebody, I can't remember who it was. And I'll never forget one of the guidance counselors. I won't tell you his name because I'm not going to embarrass him. He was adamant there should never be any prayer in school because he didn't want somebody else teaching his child about God. And I thought, hold your ears, you dumbass. That's all school does. That's all school does is teach people there is no God. That's all it does. And you don't want somebody leading in prayer because you don't agree with their theology. See? Hmm? The enemy of my enemy is my friend, it says somewhere along the line. Okay, here we go. This is really good. Play that song, Spencer. It just came across my desk today. I don't know. Through the eyes of the King, sound devotion, Genesis 12, verse 1, remembering our beginning, reclaiming our calling. Look, hey, look. I purposely, when we took our grandbabies to the parade where they threw candy, that's how you get them to go. These little small towns, they throw candy to the kids. So I got them to go there. They know. They know what the 4th of July is about. They know God bless America. They know, they understand all that, friends. They understand all of it. But they go to school with kids who don't. I was going to show you that here in a second, too. So anyway, remembering our beginning, reclaiming our calling through the eyes of the King. Go ahead and play that. It's pretty cool.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. July 4th is more than a day on a calendar. It is a marker of divine timing on this day. A people declared they would no longer live under tyranny, but would stand in the dignity of freedom, though written by human hands. The Declaration echoed a deeper truth. God is the author of liberty, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Nations, like individuals, are born with purpose. The birth of this nation carried a call to seek liberty under God, to pursue justice, and to acknowledge that rights are not granted by governments, but endowed by the Creator. When those truths are remembered, a nation stands strong. When they are forgotten, freedom begins to erode.
Amen.
July 4th is a summons to remembrance and repentance. Remembrance of God's mercy at our beginning. And repentance for drifting from His ways. Fireworks may light the sky, but heaven is looking for hearts that will burn again with humility, righteousness, and gratitude. The Lord says, return to me, and I will heal your land. This day is an invitation to rebuild the altar of thanksgiving and to rededicate the nation to the Lord of history. As we celebrate freedom, we also contend for its preservation, knowing that righteousness exalts a nation and obedience secures its future. Father of nations, on this 4th of July, we thank you for the birth of our nation and the gift of liberty. Forgive us where we have departed from your ways, and restore our foundations in truth and righteousness. Thank you for healing our land, guiding our leaders. Thank you, great Father, for gracing this nation to fulfill the purpose for which you formed it. In your faithful covenant-keeping name, we pray, Lord Jesus.
Boy, the spiritual significance of Independence Day, the spiritual significance of it. Let me say it again. The spiritual significance of the 4th of July, spiritual significance of it. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Poem number 4, I want you to see this. Charlotte Isherbeat. I don't even know if you guys know who she was. She was a. She was an activist years ago. She was in Maine, up there where there's still some clear-thinking people. And she is explaining to us, she was deep in the Department of Education. She's explaining to us the real agenda of school to work. Folks, how the communists infiltrated education and changed it from what it was all about to what it's become. There's only about 3 minutes, I think. The school to work agenda, Charlotte Isherbeat explaining to us exactly what happened. Go ahead.
Bet you didn't know this.
Brainwashing. Okay, you're saying these people that are experts in brainwashing is using the Department of Education to brainwash our children.
Yes.
What are they after? Why are they doing it?
Well, if you want to move a country from a free individualistic economy,
which we have,
yes, or had,
okay,
to a planned economy, you have to do it through the schools. You have to dumb down and brainwash, change the attitudes and values. You have to completely, social engineering has to go on constantly. And many teachers know what I'm talking about. And people are going to say, well, when did this start? And who on earth ever did this? Whoever, why would a plan like that be allowed to be carried out?
That's right.
Well, then you have to go back to 1934, which I will do, and we have to go to the three-pronged fork, okay? So I do think that the watershed year, although you can go back to the early part of the century when the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation were deeply involved in education, and that it was decided then that Carnegie would deal with the international part and Rockefeller domestic. So they commissioned the American Historical Association to put together a study of the social studies, and they came up with lots of volumes, but I have one little volume, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. And basically that little one is an original book. I wish I'd brought it with me. Too bad. But I don't even dare let it out of the house. It's so important. It called for changing the United States through the schools from a free individualistic economy to a socialist, collectivized, planned economy in the New World Order.
It says that in the book?
Yes.
And that book was written when?
In 1934.
By who?
It was the Carnegie Corporation paid for it. The American Historical Association put it together.
Can people get that book in the library?
No, they can't. They were very instrumental in getting the Elementary and Secondary Education Act passed, which, as I said before, changed education from knowledge, content-based, academic, to performance-based behavior. And from that time on, because that was necessary for what we're looking at now with school to work agenda, is the planned economy is performance based.
So they're
Hang
training
on, treason,
workers.
Treason. Don't miss this, folks. They taught the kids, they taught us emotions, tolerance, diversity, emotions, not facts, emotions. Go ahead.
Training,
not thinkers,
worker
not
beast.
Leaders.
Exactly. At that time, you had a general, a Buck Chisholm, a Canadian general psychiatrist, who was a very close friend of Alger Hiss's. And he gave a speech in 1945 to the World Health Organization, which basically recommended getting rid of the conscience.
Wow.
Yes. And he said, we would do it through the schools. We would retrain the teachers to be little psychiatrists. He said it is an international system they're looking at. They're going to change the behavior of the children. They're going to change the teachers' training. They're going to do everything. He told them everything.
And they didn't believe him?
No, they just, well, you know what goes on.
Bet you didn't know this.
There you go. Let me pull another one up there for you real quickly. Okay. Pull up numbers. John Kennedy. I love this guy. Pull up number 5. This is just a clear exposition of where we are. This guy's down there in Dale country. Go ahead.
So we went through an election, Senator, where their mm-hmm. closing argument is that if you like Donald Trump, you're garbage. He's a fascist, a racist, and a Nazi. That was their closing argument. And I noticed a lot of the Hollywood elite. I'd be negligent if I didn't ask you about this. You know, Alec Baldwin mm-hmm. calling the American people deliberately ignorant. Sharon Stone saying that Americans are ignorant, arrogant, and adolescent. You have a New York state legislator that wants, New York to secede from the Union along with Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont. What is your reaction to all that? I think you're going to have a very unique take.
Here's what I think. I think these people are goofy. They have the right to their opinion, but they're just goofy. They hate George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln and Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head. They think our kids ought to be able to change genders at recess. They carry around Ziploc bags of kale to give themselves energy. To me, to each his own. To me, kale tastes like I'd rather be fat. Now, these people are entitled to their opinion, but they have an unwarranted sense of moral and intellectual superiority.
Amen.
They think they're smarter than and more virtuous than the American people. And they think we're not real people. But we were, and we are real people. And in this last election, we got real mad. And we sent a message clearly, unequivocally. And my message to all my friends and my enemies in America is happy Thanksgiving and stay deplorable, my friend.
So,
amen. One more thing, and then I'm going to open it up. Well, it should be opened up anyway. Hang on, Johnny. I'll get it. Go ahead, Johnny. Then I'll play this one more. Go ahead, Johnny.
That is just unbelievable. The Hollywood. They hate the very thing that gives them the freedom to be where they are in their lives.
That's right.
I mean, they're so full of arrogance. They're just blind.
Well, John, here's the worst thing. See, if you deny the existence of Christ, well, then you're on your own authority, right? I'm okay. You're okay. Feels good. Do it. Tune in, turn on, drop out. That was the 60s, wasn't it? And so we have the fruit of that right now. There is no right and wrong. Whatever it is you want to do, the Constitution gives you the right to do it, they say. That's not true.
Well, they must be paid for acting that way, because I can't imagine anybody that would be that stupid.
Well, they're either paid, Johnny, or they're just demonized. They're just demonized. I got to tell you, some people that I know, I can't believe some of the things they believe. I cannot believe they believe that. But they do. How could anyone in their right mind think it's okay to murder an unborn baby? You go to church with people who think it's okay. They vote for Democrats because they believe in choice. You actually go to church with people who think it's okay for a boy to become a girl. You actually go to church with people like that. Can you imagine if they tried to do that back in George Washington's day, Thomas Jefferson's day, John F. Kennedy's day? That's how quickly this whole thing has happened to us, right? Oh, Lord. One more thing, number six. Power through chaos. This is really good. Hey, may have a dirty word in it. Just warning you, hold your ears. May have a dirty word in it. Go ahead.
I truly believe this. I don't want to get into too much. I think 100% this world is controlled by satanic forces.
Well, dude, that's what the scripture tells us.
And they appear as a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, a leader, a politician. They don't give a they're aligned on that, you know, with that demonic realm, right? We've seen, brother, look at the rituals they were doing in some of these files. Look at Bohemian Grove. We can go on and on and on. Masonic stuff. That's very dark. Okay? So to me, I think there's plenty of people that parade around and act like they're God-fearing, but they're not. They're hypocrites, and they're really aligned with the devil. I think that's truly what I believe is going on. Because what greater trick to do if you're the devil than to get the children of Adam to wipe each other out? The quickest way to get out of this is for Christians and Muslims to know that they're not enemies.
Jews, Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Kabbalists, atheists, agnostics, all of them. Dude, we're all one race, human race. And guess what? We're all not getting out alive anyway. So why not just enjoy while we're here?
My objective is not to make Muslims and Jews hate you. That's what these people are doing. My objective is to find the moderates in the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims and say, listen, these extremists all around want us to go out. So that in that vacuum, they can sell war and corporations and nation rebuilding and push this AI agenda on us. Okay? Through chaos, they get power.
Through chaos, they get power. Friends, is our educational system chaotic? Would you say our educational system is chaotic? And through chaos, they get power. Here's the answer, number two. Here's the answer. This is the battle. This is the battle. Jim Brewer, I love Jim Brewer. He's all over the place. He says, most people never tap into this, the kingdom of God. It's a very short video. Go ahead.
kingdom of God is within you. When you allow that light bulb to shine, it's an incredible source to just go and pick the fruit and pass it along to everyone else. It's beautiful. It's healing. It's inspiring. If you want to define it, magical. It's unexplainable. My mom would always say, God works in mysterious ways. It's mysterious, but in a beautiful way. Once you know how to harvest that love energy, that God energy, the kingdom of God within you.
The kingdom of God within you. Maybe I need to do another show on that. Folks, kingdom of our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. We're not going to a kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is within us. It's the rulership, the reigning of Christ in us, the hope of glory. And somewhere along the line, they've convinced us, our team, those filled with the Spirit of Christ, they've convinced us that we're not supposed to get involved with secular events. Because we're soon going to be out of here. When Jesus said, occupy till I come. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I don't know what you guys think. I don't even think we teach that stuff anymore. I don't think the average Christian has any clue. Salt of the earth. Light of the world. Now we're going to get out of here. Okay, I got 8 minutes left and I'm too much me today. Somebody come in and rescue me here these next 8 minutes. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. I can, that is. Somebody, come on in. Come on. Oh, they're just having conversations.
Hey, Coach.
Go ahead, Vinny. Go ahead, Vinny.
I'm not a fan of LeBron James either, by the way. Just to let you know.
I'm not either. No. How could you expect LeBron James to be anything but a spoiled brat from the time he was 15 years old? Really, folks. And by the way, do more people follow LeBron James or Franklin Graham, I wonder? What do you suppose the odds are on that one? Kevin, come on in.
You're just bringing the truth. You're speaking the truth, and you've been doing it for 10 years.
It's our fault, Kevin. It's all our fault.
And, you know, I don't really follow football that much anymore. I don't really follow anything. But you know what? If you said, come with me, I'll follow you to the end of the world.
You talking about me?
Yep.
Better be careful. Sometimes I don't know where the heck I'm going, Kevin.
That's okay. We'll wander together.
That's right, because I'm on a relentless pursuit of the truth. And as much as is possible, I try to be fearless. In that I say the thing others won't say. I'm not proud of it.
And I do the same with Chad, with Glenn, with Vinny, with Betty, with Johnny, with Craig, Mr. Numbers. You tell me, you say, hey, you want to go on an adventure? Let's go on an adventure to find Christ and to share Christ with everyone we come by, everyone we know. And we'll share the knowledge that we've gained by our travels to everyone who will listen and has eyes to see what we've seen.
Amen. But Kevin, we have to understand, folks, come on now. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to be truthful. We're not taught evangelism in our churches. The Bible tells us to go ye. And modern evangelicalism says, come ye. Come ye, come here, come here. We'll feed you. Come here, come here. We'll make you healthy, wealthy, and wise, happy, and slappy. Come here, come here. And Jesus said, go there. We don't want to go there. Why do I want to go there? They're going to hate me. They're going to say all manner of evil against me falsely. Why do I want to do that? We have got the gospel upside down, upside down. I'm sorry, I can't read. Thanks for sending me a message, but I can't read them, right? Pete says, time is short, spread God's word. Folks, it's a clash of two kingdoms. Stop it.
I would also like to add, you know, I'm coming to the huddle this weekend. Can't wait.
Awesome.
To see you.
Awesome.
And, but I also would like to just put out a little plea for our brother, David Arthur. He needs some help in getting there. I'm going to do my best to try to help him some. And I'd urge any others in the queue, if you can, shoot him a little bit of money and make sure that he can get there, because he's got, not only is he going to be there, but he's got another thing right after that. So help him the best you can.
Kevin, I appreciate you saying that. And in fact, I'm going to say this, shoot a little bit of money our way, because why? We have people coming who don't have the money to come. They don't have a place to stay. They don't have gas. And if you can't go, help send somebody else, okay? And thanks for getting on this subject, Kevin. And if you want to come out a day early, I'll put you to work, man. I got all kinds of, couldn't hardly sleep last night. I'm not complaining. I just couldn't with the things we have to do. Steve Deck's going to come and help me. Got other guys going to come and help me. There's just a lot of preparation, a lot of work. It's got to be done before. A lot going on. If you want to come a day early, come a day early. We'd love to have you. Chad wants to go golfing. Wants to do a golf outing. Just a lot of stuff. So those of you who are traveling a long distance, it's not going to bother us if you want to come early. Just let us know. If you want to come in on Wednesday or you want to come in on Thursday and just kind of hang out, that's okay. But look, I can't put you up. I can't. You can sleep on my basement floor. You can do there. If you're okay with that in a condo, hell, you can sleep anywhere. But I can't put you up in a hotel. I mean, like to, but I can't. But you're welcome to come. If you're going to come early, let us know. If you want to come and be part of a little work crew that we have maybe beginning on Wednesday, anytime after, you're welcome. Come. I'll find a place for you to flop down. My poor wife, God bless my wife. Got a lot to do, man. We got a lot to do, a lot of preparation to do. And we could use your help. And you are going to be, I talked to Fritz yesterday. I'm going to have him on tomorrow. You're not going to believe what you're going to learn. You're not going to believe it. What you're going to learn about the lies that they told us about the Nephilim, fallen angels, and what they tell us here in Newark, Ohio, the Hopewell Indians. What a lie. A lie. Yeah, there's Fritz's. Thanks for throwing that up there. I asked Fritz, I talked to him yesterday. I said, Fritz, are these pictures on there? Are these real? He said, no, a lot of them are AI. But look at this, folks. Another Amorite burial mound in Licking County. This is where we are, Licking County. This is what, now that's not an actual picture. That's an AI generation, but they found that. You want to go look at that mound where that is? Scroll down. We're going to go to the one right there where that girl's standing. We're going to go look at that mound. We're going to go look at it. Scrolling down, Spence. This is all, Fritz is the expert. There's a map. Put the map. Can you click on the map, Spence? Folks, that's sky high. The mound's all around sky high. That's what that is. Go to the next one. Come on, come. You're going to be blown away, man. Another one. Fairmont Mound. I'm going to see that church. I'm going to take you to the Fairmont Mound, and you're going to see that mound that's still there today beside the church at the cemetery. There's a picture at the bottom. That's the picture today. I'm going to take you there. You will stand on top of that mound, and you'll get an understanding of what's going on. Scroll on down. What's that? What else has got there? Oh, my goodness. Don't tell. Oh, my goodness. We're going to try to get there to the Glenford Fort. That's just down the road. I told Fritz we can only go so many places. He says, I know, Coach, but they need to see these places that were built by the freaking fallen angels. Next one down. Huh? What's this one? That's an Ohio burial mound. Where? All over the place. They're all over the place. Go to the next one. Fritz will talk about this tomorrow. There's this one. Ancient Celtic stone. Where's that? Marietta, Ohio. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Want to walk and look at these things and have an expert tell you about it? So you can back to your church and tell people, wake the hell up. Here's Fritz. Where is it? Where is he there? It doesn't matter. He's going to join us tomorrow. He's going to take us through all this and explain everything. We're Nephilim Central. Man, oh, man. Hey, if there's anything we can do to help you, please register. We got to order food. We got a lot to do. Please register. Just go online. Spencer, quickly, before we lose. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. Hurry up, Spence. Just go online and register. Register. Coach Dave Live. Click on register now. It's cheap. Bless you. See you tomorrow.
And we're clear.